This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
We are now, we'll be joined by head coach Toby Renz. And coach, it's great to have you join us.
Thank you, thank you.
And talk about your team's play through that game. We saw a really good first set, maybe some mistakes made in the second, but they cleaned it up a bit in the third.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot of pushing tempo. We talked about playing our game. I was very pleased with how we did that, how we started the match doing that, and ending the match doing that that way. When we're pushing the tempo, taking care of the ball, it puts a lot of pressure on opponents. We might have let them off the hook, I think, more in the second set with some missed serves there. But in the third set there in particular, we were really good in defensive transition, going, you know, from blocking and then digging the ball and the hitters transitioning off the net to score. And you saw that by, like, a lot of untouched kills. Delaware State was not able to get a hand on it blocking-wise or in the back row, too. We were putting the ball to the floor. And I think that's a testament to Petra and the job she did setting-wise there and distributing the ball. She kept changing people's point of attack. We talked about that. That was a game plan going in. And I'm very pleased with how she executed that and really kind of kept them off balance defensively.
Susanna had a very strong game again. Their second really strong game of this tournament. Talk about her contributions.
Very, very pleased with her. And, you know, just a freshman, but she's so dialed in. She's so focused. One of the most intense kids, highly coachable as well, and she really takes her job to heart. And, you know, that's the winning the serving, passing, and playing defense game, and she puts a huge premium on those three even before hitting. But oddly enough, she's been leading us hitting wise too, I think, in both of those matches. And but where she's really, really valuable is in the back row serving, in the back row playing defense, and certainly a primary passer too.
We've talked a lot about net presence as we've kind of watched this team progress early on in this season. Talk about how your team does on the net and what you see from them.
A lot of that, I feel like, starts with our middle blockers, Elena Polk and Haley Robinson. You know, they're both returning middles for us, so they're experienced, and I expect more out of them as well. But I think now another year, with last year under their belt, they know what I'm asking of them, and I feel like they're getting a little better every single match, you know, in terms of, like, establishing themselves, being a presence at the net, calling out their hitters. We talk about hitters when they're leaving their zone, you know, and whether it's a middle blocker going behind on a slide hit, and communicating that. And I think they're doing a much better job of that, certainly even this weekend from last weekend.
Get you out of here with this one. Just the first game today, we've got North Carolina A&T, another team that's in the conference that we're going to see three times this year. How do you prepare for that game coming up later tonight?
Yeah, with A&T, you know, we had a battle when we went down there last year. We beat them in five sets, but it was a hot box there. They have a small gym. It was really loud, and I think that was still in August or early September, and hot and humid down there. So I expect those kids to grind it out. They're very athletic. They're smaller than we are, but I give them the nod, you know, in terms of speed. And so for us, it's really going to be critical to kind of play our game, to take care of the ball, and make fewer errors. And so the more pressure that we can put on them, the better in terms of us being able to execute, and then kind of forcing them into making more errors.
Well, go ahead and join your team. We'll see you later on, and thank you again for joining us.
All right,
we appreciate
thanks
it.
A lot for the coverage.